Hey, SFS podcast. It's one of my podcasts where there's no video, no nothing, because I strictly review things on this podcast. I either review the UFC or the WWE or anything that I'm really into that is like a soap opera or a sports event. I'm starting this. The last one I did was about wrestling, about submission holds and all that. Now we go on to the first SmackDown pay-per-view. No, the second SmackDown pay-per-view of the year. Backlash. It seems like Raw is getting momentum over SmackDown recently because of the roster change and, you know, this five-way match that's coming up, that's really interesting. It's too bad that Braun Strowman is injured. It seems every time a WWE star gets some momentum, you get injured. Braun Strowman is just the latest. You had before Daniel Bryan, who was, you know, the next thing, and then you had Seth Rollins. He's come back, but he's not as good as he was. He needs that 2015 back in him. Seth Rollins does. Anyway, we'll get to Backlash. Great pay-per-view. I'll review at the end. I'll give it a score at the end. But a great way to start off with the match between Shinsuke Nakamura and Dolph Ziggler. Both established wrestlers. Both have athletic backgrounds. In wrestling, Nakamura's debut, which was well advertised for the event, probably most biggest advertisement for the event was Shinsuke Nakamura's debut on Backlash. We had some great spots in this match. This goes back to Raven in one of his podcasts, like I like the Raven Effect, about selling and not making it so fast and unique moves. Try and make it slower or, you know, less of this fancy wrestling. I tend to agree and disagree. I disagree in we want to see good moves in a match. And the quality of match, I want to see good wrestling. But I know what he means about entertainment and selling. You do want to see that. Because it is entertainment, yeah? And you want to see the selling. And you want to see a story to the match and, you know, funniness, which was the next match, was a tag team match. But in this match, we saw it. But, yeah, Shinsuke Nakamura doesn't really sell that much. But he's great with his style. He comes out with a new style and no one's seen it before, and it's a great, you know, entertaining style that he's got. But Dolph Ziggler sells the hell out of this match. Dolph Ziggler sells it well and he does some great moves, and it's a good match to start off with. Dolph Ziggler goes in the attack with a heel attack. They're both competitors fit each other's athletic ability in this match. Both of them back and forth. Ziggler is selling and doing some great moves. Like I said, Ziggler has always been a bit underrated. But, you know, he's a great worker. And he proved that he was a great seller in this match. And that's my analysation of it. But Nakamura came out with some brilliant moves as well. And at the end of the match, it really picked up with the super kick and then the knees, the signature move by Nakamura, and then the finish. So that was a great match, I would say, to start off with. Nakamura winning obviously pleased the crowd. It's his first time in, so it gives him momentum. Now, next we have the advertisement with Tyler Breeze and Fandango, the Fashion Files. Great way of entertainment. Both of them, like, have been forgotten about, kind of, in the last year, and both of them have picked up the momentum really good, just like Heath Slater did with his story with his kids, you know, Team Rhino. I feel like the same thing's happening with Fandango and Breeze. They're getting great chemistry together. Both of them are, like, the same, kind of, like, snobby and puffy, but they've put that into an entertainment perspective with the entertainment values. They're facing the Usos, which again they've changed their characters to great, more realistic, badass motherfucking Samoans, you know, street fucking Samoans, and they're tough as fuck in real life. And you got the Samoan, you know, they're showing that meanness to them, you know what I mean. They had momentum as a tag team at first, the Usos, but the end of the day, you got to look at it like this. It wears out, and I could see the crowd was kind of going off the Usos like they did with Roman Reigns. And so Usos made that heel turn and changed the character at the right time. And great move by the Usos, because their new characters and the new heels, they're realistic. It fits them, you know. And it's great to see that from, because they are badasses and they come from a badass motherfucking family. Rikishi. So they made a great move there, and they deserve to be tag team champions. But great promos by Fandango and Tyler Breeze. The promo about him being a mop washer, washing up, the snobby promo that he did, acting like the police officers. And then you get to the match, which is hilarious. Fandango does some great moves to start off the match. I mean, Fandango actually carries the match with some good wrestling, as Tyler Breeze does most of the entertainment with the mop. Great how he did it with the mop. Reminds me of Jack Gallagher, what he does with the umbrella, with the mop, tripping Uso up and then putting a mop in his face. Mopping his face up like a piece of trash. And then the Usos get aggressive, like Goodly. Get a bit aggressive with the Fandango, which you expect. Bring a bit of seriousness into the match. Bit of that Samoan aggressiveness that they've been having. But then again, they get outsmarted a lot. And definitely outsmarted by Tyler Breeze, as Uso gets on the top rope four times to try and do his move, and Tyler Breeze just keeps on rolling across the ring. Very great aspect of entertainment there. And then Fandango comes in, and he's great with the moves, and great kicks he does. He does a great flip over the top right. Then Tyler Breeze disappears for a bit, then he comes back as this old lady on a fucking crutch, as Usos get heat after the mop incident, snapping the mop and throwing it into the crowd. Then you got this new gimmick that comes in with the old lady, and the Usos are not even sure if it's Tyler Breeze, and it's like reminiscent of Mae Young and Fabulous Moolah. As then, an old lady can then knock you down with a couple of drop kicks. This reminds me of Mae Young and what JBL said. Oh, was Mae Young put through a table with the Dudleys, the classic moment of that. Obviously, a classic Mae Young, the Bronco Buster. Just reminds me of that. Great, great entertainment aspect from Tyler Breeze. Gotta give it up. And great wrestling by Fandango, and obviously the Usos as well deserve to be tag team champions. They're The aggressiveness is good. Keep up the more aggressiveness, you know what I mean? Try and get it more going away from PG, more realistic, because that's what I want. So, good to the Usos. They finished them. Obviously, they are the serious banner Samoan motherfuckers, so they deserve to be tag team champions. Now, another great match. That tag team match was a great match. Wrestling-wise, it was, you know, as well. Not like the later match or the first match, but we still had some high wrestling spot in the match. But the entertainment value of that match, like Raven would say, was absolutely brilliant. Then you've got Baron Corbin, one of my favourite wrestlers. And I'll say that because I identify myself with Baron Corbin. Because I don't really like people. I like the warm wolf lord. I like Corbin. I like his aggressive style. See, Sami Zayn, I like his wrestling. He's a great wrestler. Has a great style. Very athletic. So he carries the match in that type of way. Obviously, both of them sell good in the match. I wanted Baron Corbin to win. I thought it was a great match. It was the bear hugs and the punches to the face, and you know, Sami Zayn doing all these great moves, like he's gonna flip off the top and then he flips back into the ring. The selling was good, but yeah, Baron Corbin was aggressive in that match and beat the crap out of Sami Zayn, which I was liking. And he should have won, really, because, you know, don't want it to put it down in momentum with Baron Corbin, because I think he should be climbing up the ladder more, a bit more than Sami Zayn should, to be honest. But, yeah, it was a good match. You know, well, I'll say an average match, because Baron Corbin lost. And I didn't expect that to happen, but Baron Corbin comes with his aggressiveness and, you know, gets me pumping, because I want Baron Corbin to kick the shit out of this guy, because I like his aggressive streak. But Sami Zayn, obviously, does well with his wrestling, with his flips, with his moves that he does. High impact moves by Baron Corbin, the spine buster, the punches to the face. Sami Zayn ended it good. And if you're a Sami Zayn fan, then you're going to be satisfied, because he did end it good with a kick that wobbled Baron Corbin. Then Corbin's in the corner, and then he comes in with another kick to the face. That stuns Corbin, and the 1-2-3. I just didn't like the ending of the match, because I thought Baron Corbin should have won, but it was average to good match. And you had the Divas match, which was just a bit of a filling up to the show, basically. You had Charlotte and Naomi in one corner, and the others, and Natalia and the others in other corners. It was only a match to kill time, just like the, you know, just a match to kill time, basically, I think, for the big match that was going to happen. The best match of the night, and expected to be the best match of the night. You expect this to be a classic. If it wasn't, we would have been very disappointed. Because you have two of one of the greatest wrestlers, you know, apart from Seth Rollins as well. You have two of the greatest pound-for-pound wrestlers in the business, definitely on SmackDown, going at it. Like, they can sell, they're unique. Kevin Owens unique with the weight advantage, Hershey. And, Hershey. How he can do all these great moves and the weight he's got on. You never see that from any wrestler. And AJ Styles is in his own league. The match starts off at a slow pace, which is good, because it gives you a bit of a... It gives a bit of length to the matchup, basically. Then Kevin Owens starts getting aggressive, which is good, and then starts the rolling bombs in sequences. Then AJ Styles starts coming back with some great moves, the kicks, the forearms, and all that. Then we think there's a couple of great sequences to the match, where you have him on the top rope. You expect something real big to happen. You expect Styles to do the Styles clash off the top rope, and then Kevin Owens smashes AJ Styles' already injured knee into the ring post, then into the steps. Then there's a great submission move through the leg. Then what sequence was that? Did he do the cannonball on the ropes? I don't know if that was after AJ Styles did another great sequence where you think something big's going to happen, where Owens is on the top rope with AJ Styles on his shoulders, and then AJ Styles turns it into a sit down powerbomb. Then you have another spot in the match where AJ, well, it's after, I'm trying to follow sequences. AJ Styles does his signature move where he lobs him over the head to his knee, and then Kevin Owens comes back with, I think, even better move, kind of like a full Nelson drop to the knee. Great move. And the crowd starts chanting, "This is awesome, awesome," which I just don't like that chant. I think it slows down the wrestlers thinking that they've done well in the match, you know. Just stop doing them chants, really. Then we have, I think Owens does the cannonball, and then gets him on the ropes and does that. It's absolutely one of the most amazing moves in wrestling today. The twisted suplex off the top rope. When he did that at first, that was amazing. How to see that. Absolutely amazing. And then you have the ring incident. You're on the ropes. Kevin Owens looking for the suplex on Styles. Styles reverses it. Boom! Straight to the fucking side of the back. Straight to a kidney. I think he lands on his kidney. Great suplex by AJ Styles. Then this match already like nearly 5 stars after that, because there's so many great spots in the match. The suplex, the two suplexes, you know, the suplex by, the spots that I like are the suplex by Kevin Owens, the abdominal Nelson suplex onto the knee, obviously Styles. Oh, there's another thing into the match. The style was, I don't know which sequence. It's kind of towards the end, where he's going for the phenomenal forearm. And then that's when the sequence where Kevin Owens kicks him and basically does that great full Nelson suplex. You're thinking that's a shoot. You're thinking, because in ECW you say, "You fucked up, you fucked up, you fucked up," but you watch it on the replay, you can tell that was intentional by AJ Styles to do it. So that was pretty good, actually, to be honest, to make people think it's a shoot, but really AJ Styles did that on purpose, because I could tell the way he was moving. So great on his behalf to make the match seem interesting. But then AJ Styles gets thrown into the timekeepers area, then the crowd chanting, which they should be doing, "We want tables," instead of "This is awesome," thinking someone's going to get poked for a table. Then out of nowhere, just like the RKO out of nowhere, Styles comes through with a phenomenal forearm out of nowhere, out of the crowd, now are on the table, thinking they're going to be the Styles Clash on the table. And this would have made the classic, you know. Already thinking to myself, this is going to be like the voted for the match of the year. Owens, in a unique way, tosses his leg there. I'm thinking, what's going on? And then they end it with the count on, thinking, oh, that's a bit of the match was great, perfect, but then you have the fucking ending, which didn't seem to make any sense at all. But then find out, yeah, it does actually, because it's something different. Because I've never seen anything like that before, with AJ Styles' leg tapped around a wire. He can't get back into the ring because he's trapped, basically. So it makes for the rivalry to go on, and unfortunate for Styles, his leg gets trapped in a wire and he can't get back to Owens. No, he never seen anything like that before. So that was good, and then Owens assaulting him after the match. Typical Kevin Owens, kick to the back of the head. Really classic match. Yeah, the Luke Harper, Eric Rowan match after that. Everyone exhausted from the Styles and Owens match. That was just a kill time, basically. It's like the Divas match was. Now you have the main event, which people are not really looking forward to. I think Jinder Mahal, personally, everyone hates Jinder Mahal for what he believes in his standard, and his richness, and Islamic beliefs, whatever. What I do, anyway. Enough of that shit, though. We're into entertainment here. I just think Jinder Mahal is the, should, kind of, you know, a weak build up to the main event. If you say, I would have twisted the main events around, I would have said Owens versus Styles for the title, because I think Randy Orton's had enough title wins. But anyway, it is what it is. But you want Randy to win. Randy already is a legend, 13 time champion. And then he starts the match off just unloading on Mahal and two of his bodyguards outside the ring. Keeps on doing uppercuts to the uppercuts. And he's starting the match off fast. And then he's going wild, the crowd's going wild. He chases his two bodyguards away. And then he throws her, VI throws him over the table. Carefully places JBL's hat on the table here. So starts unloading on him. You know, starts off the match with a pace, which we like. The fans are getting really behind it. With Randy's aggression and offense at the start of the match. You know, because it came out of nowhere where he attacked him, which gave me a thrill. You know, but still the main event, you know, you want Jinder Mahal to get his ass kicked all this main event. And this card didn't seem right. The start of the match was great with Randy coming out of nowhere. Wish he put him through the table. Honestly, Mahal takes a while to get back on his feet where Randy's standing there. And yeah, I think that's when the bell rings. I'm getting distracted by the two bodyguards outside the ring. Jinder Mahal seems, you know, carrying away while Randy's pursuing him. Norton's just on the attack. There's still the two guys distracting Orton outside of the ring throughout the matchup. We're thinking now it's going to be an offense for Randy the old matches. Mahal keeps, rolling out the ring, running away from Randy. Randy keeps pursuing him. You just want Randy to hurt Mahal. Really, crowd just really don't like Mahal. Then he does a sneaky move where he puts him into the side of the ring. Not very good selling by Randy on that one. Now he's just, you don't want Mahal to have any offense. Everyone hates him. That's why Randy just keeps, is not letting him have any offense. He does that sneaky move and then the match slows down a little bit as Mahal gets offense. And gets a bit boring. That's why I said that your main event should have been Kevin Owens versus AJ Styles, to be honest. But yeah, this match does have its theme to it, as you want Jinder Mahal to legitimately get his fucking ass kicked. Because he is a fucking heel, in my eyes, really bad heel. You really want to see him get hurt. But match slows down a lot. People on the phones and stuff like that just bored throughout the matchup. I gotta say though, I enjoyed every time Randy got some offense on Mahal. I enjoyed it. The two guys outside pissed me off a bit. Just being there. I think he's the same guy in Lucha Underground, Jinder Mahal was. He's this rich. I think he's in Lucha Underground, yeah. He was this rich guy. Everyone wanted to see her, and certainly I did. So yeah, he's a hated heel in a hated way, just like Nikhil Volatov was in Iron Sheik. And really, he's not very sort of boring wrestler, to be honest with you. I don't really like Jinder Mahal. I just don't know why he should be in the main event. Once he starts getting the offense in, I kind of just switched off. It's just boring submission moves. Randy obviously selling, like he's in pain. Well, things as that, Randy Orton. He's a veteran who's been champion too many times, and Mahal is just not you want to just see his ass kicked. He shouldn't be in the main event. I don't think he's a good wrestler. Someone else should have been in the main event. I don't even think Randy Orton should have been the champ. I thought Bray Wyatt should have won at WrestleMania. Then you have Randy come back. He kind of inverted backdrop onto the announce table, which gets the crowd going a bit more again. Hershey, you're wicked, you're too doggy, ain't you, Hershey? You're sniffing outside. Ain't you, Hershey? You're like a sniffer dog. You're sniffing for bullshit. Around my area. Too many crackheads or heroin addicts around my area. I think he's just not a good wrestler, man. There's nothing unique about Mahal at all. I mean, he's a jobber, in my opinion. You might disagree, but I think he is. Randy Orton shouldn't be champion. Bray Wyatt should have beat Randy Orton at WrestleMania. And, screw you, you're getting what you expect. You know, Randy came out at first, took the beat, and everyone was like, yeah, beat the crap out of him. Then on the table incident, and then inverted side suplex on the table. And then it's just boring, and don't want to see it. It's just submission move after. He's a slow-paced wrestler. Boring wrestler as well, which makes me more hate him. You just want to see Randy come back and kick the living shit out of him. The crowd's like dull throughout the matchup, really. But then again, it was a great pay-per-view, to be honest. The backlash, like, every match really had its match of night, obviously, what I expected it to be. Kevin Owens versus AJ Styles. Should have been for the WWE title. You know, but it was for the US title. If I was creative, I would have put Bray Wyatt versus, say, Shinsuke Nakamura or something. But saying that, Shinsuke Nakamura and Dolph Ziggler got a great chemistry together. But something on that scale. You know, I'll bring someone else back to have a match with Bray Wyatt, because I might be right as champion. He fought for ages to get that title. You know, he had his ups and downs, which WWE, you know, he gained so much momentum with his character, and he can wrestle, and he's aggressive, and his character is so fucking Charles Manson like with his cult. You know, he deserved to be champion. I just didn't like it when, first of all, AJ Styles didn't get into the main event, not beating Randy. I had no problem with Randy actually winning the Royal Rumble, because he's the last person I expected to win, so there's that surprise element to it. Because the most surprising Royal Rumble victory of all time, in my opinion, which made it, you know, not a bad Rumble. It's not like, oh, bloody hell, another guy winning it, like Batista did earlier. Because you knew that Batista would have won it. And everyone knew that before. You didn't expect Randy Orton to win the Royal Rumble. But throughout the match, the main event, Randy Orton is just slow throughout the match, basically, as I see. Hey, she, what are you doing? Sniffing your paws. Oh, your claw paw. Oh, this paw paws. That's Randy. Tries to get back into the matchup. Getting the crowd standing. As he does, perfect suplex off the top rope. He's great at executing his moves, Randy Orton. The crowd starts to light up a bit. Randy Orton, though, should be like putting other stars over, which I don't believe should be putting Mahal over. Did a good job of putting Bray Wyatt more over. Then again, Wyatt now hasn't got his family. Bray Wyatt needs that leadership, because Bray Wyatt on his own is not as effective. Like, I love the horror match they had at Extreme Rules, but he's not as effective as he was with Luke Harper, Strowman, or Rowan. or even Randy Orton being on his team. You say Randy comes back with his usual moves, great executed moves by Randy Orton. But throughout the matchup, it seems dull. You know, I just switched off during most of the match. Well, he did some. Randy Orton did some good suplexes. Like a suplex off the top rope. His slams, as usual. That twisting suplex was good. But the pace, I wanted the pace of this match to be Randy just beating on him. And, you know, the less respect I have for Jinder Mahal, because the guy can't wrestle. Well, he can wrestle, but he's nothing unique about him. To put him in a main event match, it's outraged a lot of WWE fans as it was. Plus, you hate him anyway. It's just probably to attract the Bollywood audience or something. Bring a bit of culture to WWE. Which I don't think they did that with Eddie Guerrero. Because, like I said, they did that with Eddie Guerrero over Lesnar to bring in a more MXN audience. What I've got to say is Guerrero was a legend. Guerrero was one of the best of all time. So, I didn't watch wrestling at that time. I won't look at that match back. Guerrero worked his whole fucking life to become champion. Not as a, was just so much of a emotional moment when both of them hugged at the end of WrestleMania 20, Benoit and Guerrero. It brings a bit of, he's very emotional because they're both dead, and that night was probably the two special night of both of their lives, both of them winning the world titles. Jinder Mahal is just, I don't know what they're going to do next with the main event, because the main event was weak, to be honest, mainly throughout the match. It's good when Randy Orton starts beating up both of his security guards, which you want to do to any rich bastard who gives you shit. Just kick the fuck out of the security guards, like Randy did. But then Mahal just comes back and throws him against the post. Then does that thing. And then you have the RKO out of nowhere. And you're expecting the 1-2-3, but straight away. But then his guys turn him out of the ring, which pissed me off. Randy does his little smile. But a very slow paced match, and I just switched off during the match, and I think a lot of the crowd did. But then at the end, towards the end, you got Randy now beating the crap out of people again, which everyone loves. And does the side suplex against one of his guards against the table. Both of them, he side suplex, and it's great at the guy lands. Because he does that little flip as he lands on the table, which is pretty good. That made me laugh a bit. It made me laugh to see both these motherfuckers get their ass handed to him. But Randy does just stop there. And this is when you start enjoying it a little bit again, as he does the double DDT from the ropes. As you do, it's the 2-for-1 special dish by Randy Orton. So that's probably the spot of the matchup. And then you have a crappy finishing move then to end the match. Basically a crappy main event. And Mahal's a new champion. What bullshit. Right. Slow match. The only good part was a start and beating on his bodyguards and that flip on the table and the double dish DDT from the ropes by Orton. But apart from that, Mahal champion. What the fuck? You don't deserve to be champion. So, I was gonna, before the main event, I was gonna give it a 8 out of 10, I'm gonna give it, which is high. But I'll give it a 7 out of 10 in the pay-per-view. Yeah, I'll give it a 7. We had 4 good matches on the main, on the event. The start match between Ziggler. That was a great match. Great entertainment aspect match from the tag team match. Corbin match was a pretty good match. Even though I didn't want Zayn to win. That's just being a Corbin fan. So, still was a good match. And then you have a classic between Styles and Owens. So, not a classic pay-per-view, but you know, it was good. I weren't expecting much for this pay-per-view, except from Nakamura and the match between AJ Styles and Owens, which what you got. But you got that great entertainment aspect, and got a good performance off Ziggler as well on the start of the matchup. Well, it's just like, it's fucking Jinder Mahal being champion. It's not like it's Nikol Volkov though, because he ain't that good. Like back in the day it would have been, but guy isn't a really good wrestler. He's a slow wrestler, you know, and these days a slow wrestler who can't pull off very many moves, just boring submission moves. Really don't know what the creative people are thinking. So I'd have him lose the title next 2 nights. I would never put him in that title match. Anyway, give it a 7 out of 10. Next pay-per-view Extreme Rules will probably be a classic main event, a 5-way. Anyway, that's my review of Backlash. O.G to the E, SFS podcast. I'm going.